Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a future where drones play a crucial role in land warfare, where the Indian Army's armored regiments are equipped with dedicated drone subunits, and where the sensor-to-shooter loop is compressed from minutes to seconds. This is exactly what the Indian Army has achieved with the integration of Shaurya drone squadrons with its armored corps. The Indian Army unveiled Shaurya Squadrons during Exercise Amogh Jwala, a 13-day integrated mechanized maneuver drill conducted by the 31 Armored Division, also known as the White Tiger Division, at the Babina Field Firing Ranges near Jhansi, Uttar Pradesh. What makes this significant is that 6 Shaurya Squadrons have been activated across 5 Army commands, marking a doctrinal shift in how India intends to fight future land wars. This development is a result of the Indian Army's effort to integrate unmanned aerial systems with its heavy armor formations, which will drastically enhance battlefield awareness and enable swift, decisive response in mechanized warfare. Now, let us delve into what Shaurya Squadrons are. Shaurya Squadrons are dedicated drone subunits embedded at the company level within armored regiments. Each squadron comprises 20 to 25 trained personnel operating a mix of drone platforms, including surveillance drones, FPV drones, loitering munitions, swarm systems, and EW drones. The concept of Shaurya Squadrons was pioneered by the White Tiger Division under the Sudarshan Chakra Corps and validated during Exercise Amogh Jwala. Exercise Amogh Jwala was a pivotal 13-day drill that validated multi-domain, high-intensity mechanized operations. The exercise was reviewed by Lt. Gen. Dheeraj Seth, General Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Southern Command. Key demonstrations during the exercise included coordinated deployment of mechanized units with attack helicopters and fighter aircraft, Shaurya Squadrons performing real-time surveillance, swarm strikes, and coordinated firepower integration, precision engagements using Pinaka multibarrel rocket launchers and loitering munitions, counter-drone grids neutralizing simulated threats, and validation of integrated battle groups and brigade-level formations with IAF interoperability. The Shaurya Squadrons have been equipped with various types of drones, including FPV drones. FPV drones are small, agile, and extremely cheap, costing as little as $400 to $2,000 per unit. The operator wears goggles that stream a live camera feed, guiding the drone at speeds of 100 to 150 kilometers per hour directly into targets. In the Russia-Ukraine war, FPV drones have been responsible for over 2/3 of Russian tank kills in recent months. Another type of drone used by the Shaurya Squadrons is the Nagastra 1 loitering munition, which has been indigenously developed by Economic Explosives Limited, a subsidiary of Solar Industries, Nagpur, in collaboration with Bengaluru-based startup Zmotion Autonomous Systems. The Indian Army has also begun in-house development of autonomous FPV drone swarms, coordinated groups of drones that can overwhelm enemy air defenses through saturation. Each of the Army operational commands has been empowered to manufacture or induct approximately 5,000 UAS, signaling a massive scale-up. The Russia-Ukraine conflict has fundamentally rewritten the rules of armored warfare, and India has drawn critical lessons that directly informed the creation of Shaurya Squadrons. Key statistics from the Ukraine theater include nearly 820,000 confirmed Ukrainian drone strikes in 2025 alone, drones striking and damaging over 29,000 heavy weapons and 62,000 lighter targets, and over 32,000 Russian reconnaissance or strike drones being shot down by Ukrainian drones. The Indian drone ecosystem has been built through a combination of policy reforms, funding, and indigenous development. The Indian drone market was valued at $1,581 million in 2024 and is projected to reach $4,836 million by 2030, with a CAGR of 20.4%. There are over 515 drone-related companies in India, with 263 focused on components such as batteries, propellers, and software. Over 200 drone startups have raised more than $140 million since 2014, and there are 13,000 registered drones in the country. The defense and security segment is expected to lead with a 26.4% CAGR. The Army plans to procure nearly 30,000 loitering munitions in the coming years. Each operational command has been empowered to induct approximately 5,000 UAS. Infantry battalions will embed dedicated drone platoons of 30 to 70 soldiers specializing in swarm operations, FPV systems, loitering munitions, and counter-UAV defense. The Indian Army Armored Corps maintains 67 armored regiments, including the President's Bodyguard, with an operational tank fleet of approximately 5,000 vehicles across three main platforms. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Each Shaurya Squadron has 20 to 25 trained personnel operating a mix of drone platforms. The Shaurya Squadrons have been activated across five army commands, with a target of equipping all 67 armored regiments. The Nagastra 1 loitering munition has a range of 15 km in man-in-loop mode and 30 to 40 km in autonomous mode, with an endurance of 60 minutes and a warhead of 1 to 1.5 kg HE fragmentation. The Indian drone market is projected to reach $4,836 million by 2030, with a CAGR of 20.4%. The Army plans to procure 30,000 loitering munitions, with each operational command inducting approximately 5,000 UAS. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The integration of Shaurya drone squadrons with the Indian Army's Armored Corps is a significant development that highlights the importance of technology in modern warfare. This topic is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of internal security and defense modernization. Remember this number, 67 armored regiments, which will eventually receive Shaurya squadrons. Note this carefully. The Indian drone market is projected to reach $4,836 million by 2030, with a CAGR of 20.4%. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Nagastra 1 loitering munition has a range of 15 km in man-in-loop mode and 30 to 40 km in autonomous mode. In conclusion, the integration of Shaurya drone squadrons with the Indian Army's Armored Corps marks a significant shift in the country's approach to land warfare, and this development has far-reaching implications for India's strategic position in the region.